News of the pact came over battered crackly radios to the rebels in their jungle camps in Caquetá in southern Colombia. For 37-year-old Mosquera, a worn assault rifle on a bench beside him, this was historic news. But the real aim of the ceasefire, permanent peace, will come not just from signatures on paper, but from the much deeper political changes that must follow.
We're no longer going to fight with our guns, but with our politics against a state that also has their politics. Peace will only be achieved when there is a change in governing structures.
Mosquera joined the FARC as a child out of a mixture of personal tragedy, poverty and politics. Deep social inequality and injustice have pushed thousands like him into insurrection over the last half a century. Patricia is one of them. She's been a rank-and-file fighter for the past 18 years.
The demands that gave rise to our movement, land reform, the democratization of politics, things we've been fighting for more than 50 years, are still relevant today. That's what we're trying to agree on in the peace process.
There's a lot of truth in what she says. Land has been gradually concentrated into the hands of a few. Now about 1% of landowners own more than half of rural land. The gap between rich and poor has increased sharply. Many guerrillas come from poor peasant backgrounds. These guerrillas are doing morning drill. When rebels join the FARC, they receive extensive military training in weapons, explosives and reconnaissance, a process which lasts about 2 years altogether. However, they also receive ideological training, which teaches them to articulate and question the life they have known, explains Eliodoro Suarez, a 31-year veteran.
Guerrillas need to have insight. They need to know why there are landless farmers, why in Colombia these people have suffered the most, have been displaced the most by the war, why their parents are so poor, why did they not have access to education.
Education, housing and health services in city barrios and rural villages are very poor. Government figures show that over 1.5 million people are illiterate in Colombia, usually because of poverty. The FARC is classified as a terrorist group by the European Union and the United States. They're accused of criminal operations with drug trafficking and kidnapping. Rights groups accuse them of using child soldiers, torturing prisoners, and operating with little regard for civilians. For now, the mood is upbeat in the camp, but this will be the background when the FARC enter the political sphere. After the ambushes and firefights of guerrilla warfare, now there are different battles to face. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright, reporting from Caquetá, Colombia.